A Warning Against Covetousness. May 18, 1902. Typed. I am instructed to say to those who have money that is tied up in banks or invested in houses or lands, is it not time for you to put this money into circulation for the advancement of the Lord's work? You cannot afford to allow His money to be idle when the cause of truth is in such great need of means. Christ sees many closing the gates of the city of God against themselves by the love of earthly possessions which give them power, as far as the world is concerned. Their inordinate desire for money, their determination to increase their wealth, is robbing them of the eternal riches. Covetousness is a disease that eats away spiritual sinew and muscle. Spiritual poverty is the sure result of selfishness. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies how they grow, they toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more shall he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after. But seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Luke 12, verse 22 to 31. Line upon line, precept upon precept, our Lord gave his followers the lessons that he saw they needed. As he saw their danger, he realized the necessity of urging upon them the truth regarding the deceitfulness of riches. In their effort to retain earthly possessions, many lose sight of the heavenly treasure. Covetousness takes possession of them. Then they practice dishonesty in order to get into their possession and control that which rightfully belongs to another. Through underhand means, which they understand better than anyone else, they obtain that which they desire. Such scheming gives those who engage in it a mold of character which places them on the side of those who love and believe a lie. Many keep themselves in a state of continual worry by their anxiety in regard to their temporal possessions. They are in a constant perplexity as to how they shall make their property secure. Christ tells them how to do this. Place it in God's control by using it as He has directed. Lay it up in heaven. The possession of earthly riches affords a sense of fancied security. But what is bank stock worth in comparison with the favor of God? How often banks fail, and the money thought to be secure is lost forever. And how often, when such a calamity comes, the losers show that they have made a god of their money. And he said unto them, Take heed, and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Verses 15 to 21. The rich man had in his possession that with which he could greatly have glorified God. The Lord had heard the prayers of the needy, and of his goodness he had prepared for them. Abundant provision for the wants of many had been made in the blessings bestowed upon the rich man. All around him were the poor and suffering, but of these he had no thought, How gladly they would have received the store he could not use. What thankfulness to God his gifts would have inspired. What a precious experience he himself would have gained by imparting of his abundance to those in need of his surplus. But instead of returning thanksgiving to God for the opportunity of taking comfort and happiness to the poor, he wondered how he could best store his goods. Closing his heart to the cry of the needy, he said to his servants, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Verses 18, 19. But the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19. The rich man looked forward to years of enjoyment, but the Lord had far different plans. The message came to this unfaithful servant, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." Here is a demand that money cannot supply. The wealth he has treasured can purchase no reprieve. In one moment, that which he has toiled through his whole life to secure becomes worthless to him. "Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" Luke 12, verse 20. His broad fields and well-filled granaries pass from under his control. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. Psalm 39, verse 6. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Luke 12, verse 21. The picture is true for all time. To live for self is to perish. Covetousness, the desire to get benefit for self's sake, cuts the soul off from life. It is the spirit of Satan to get, to draw to self. It is the spirit of Christ to give, to sacrifice for the good of others. God gives to all. To the just and to the unjust, he sends his blessings. Sunshine and shower come alike to the good and to the evil. Thus God seeks to lead all to see the obligations resting on them to use their gifts for the advancement of the cause of righteousness. God desires his people to make efforts to reach the rich men. They are to be given opportunity to gain eternal life by acknowledging their obligations to God. Life and death are set before every rich man. He may deny self and live forever with the Lord, or he may indulge self and meet with eternal death. If he will follow the path of self-sacrifice Christ has marked out, he will obtain an abundant entrance into his everlasting kingdom. God will impress wealthy men with the need of rendering to him his own, and he will open ways whereby they will be enabled to do great good with their wealth. Many will be turned from their love of money and will lay up for themselves treasure beside the throne of God.